Welcome to the C3 Oxford Falls podcast. For more information about our church, please visit myc3church.net. Wherever you are listening from right now, get ready to receive as God has a word just for you.
All right. So good to have you people watching online too. And reach out for some of that prayer that we had for people with cancer, and if you know people at all, right now, I'm believing that they will be healed in the name of Jesus. I generally only operate in terms of healing in response to a word of knowledge like that. It's not like I go into any meetings to say, oh, let's pray for this or pray for that. If I'm feeling directed clearly by the Spirit, then I will go ahead and just do it. And we see a lot of people actually get healed. Sometimes it's through the medical process. Sometimes it's a mixture of both. Other times it's a completely supernatural thing. However it happens, I'm into it being happening and healing to come into those people's lives in Jesus' name. Guys, this morning, this is called the outpouring, this message. I know we haven't got it up there for some reason, but anyway, the outpouring is Acts 2, verse 17 to 18. In the last days, God says, I will pour out my Spirit on all people. Your sons and daughters will prophesy. Your young men will see visions. Your old men will dream dreams. Even on my servants, both men and women, I will pour out my Spirit in those days, and they will prophesy. Prophesying covers a vast range of vocal expressions. It can be like praising God. It can be praying. It can be predicting the future. It can be preaching. Prophesying is the instant result of being baptized in the Holy Spirit. And I've found that people who are shy and timid and can't talk a lot in social settings, as soon as they are filled with the Holy Spirit, they are liberated. They become totally confident, outgoing people. Jesus, this scripture in the book of Acts, in the last days, God says, I will pour out my Spirit. Okay, so the Spirit is like a fluid. It's pourable. And like a fluid can be drunk, so it's drinkable. One of the ways that you'll drink the Spirit is worshiping. I tell you another way that you may not have considered is like drinking spiritually. It's laughing. The Bible says a merry heart does you good like a medicine. You drink medicine. And a merry heart, a laughing heart, is like medicine. Psalm 126 says, when the Lord turned again our captivity, we were like them that dream. Our mouths were filled with laughter. I don't know if you get the giggles every now and then with some people. Alex and I just kind of shared a little moment down there before of just some things tweak your funny nerve, right? You got a funny bone and you just, from then on, you look at that person and then you just start laughing again. When Chris and I are watching TV, like you're watching The Voice, and the person believes they can sing, but they can't. And we squeeze each other's hand almost to hurt. Oh, can't watch it. We get up and walk away. And then it's even worse when it's in church. And you're in a place and somebody's doing a solo item and it's just a bit pitchy. And they don't hit the notes. And Chris's nails are going into my hand like... And we can't look at each other, otherwise we'll just roll on the floor screaming. That's bad, isn't it, really? Huh? And I'm the pastor, you know? It's like, we should be so kind and, you know. I had an accident the other day. We've not been with our family for Christmas for like 20 years. So we decided we'd go away and have Christmas this last Christmas weekend. So thank you all for turning up and being around. And thank you, James and Tammy, for doing such a fabulous job of looking after the place on a continuing basis. Give them a big hand, would you, everybody? Fantastic. So Joe and I, we did a little bit of skiing, and Dan, and found some snow. And I'm filming him, but he told me, don't drop it. It's a little GoPro thing, you know, it's about this big as your fingernail. And I'm trying to film him, and as well as navigate my way through the trees, and we're in the soft snow, powdery stuff. So we're screaming all over the show. It's been the closed off area, and you know, we're with no tracks in there, and we're going through here, and then I dropped it, and I'm trying to grab, and I managed to catch it, but in looking at that, I took my eyes off where I was going, right? Bang, into a tree, fell over. I'm not going to show you, but there is. Really? You don't want to dare me on anything. No, I got a bruise, like black. Do you think my family went, oh, you poor thing? Laughter everywhere. Just screaming with laughter. Here's the thing. Joe picks up the camera after I'm a lying, and you can hear me go, ah, screaming. Like, you know, just screaming. And he picks up the GoPro camera and starts filming me. What's happened to our world? Oh, this would be good on YouTube. Forget about helping your father and just cuddling him or helping him out. No, I'll get this. Yeah, this will be great. Yeah, up my ratings on YouTube. Laughter's good for you. I know you haven't done it, some of you, for a little while, but have a go. Go on. Live on the wild side for a day and just break out. Even smiling's a little difficult for some people, especially coming to church. Go on, come on, just a little smile. You know, it's like, if you could just let that laughter begin to bubble up on the inside of you, you'd learn what it is to drink from the Holy Spirit. Because when he hits you, he's joyful. You know, I think a lot of times we're trying to get people to live in the book of Romans, but we haven't been to the book of Acts. In the Bible, the chronology goes Gospels, Acts, then all the epistles, all the letters, like how to live your life. And you can't get to this part without first meeting Jesus and then getting empowered with the Holy Spirit. How are you gonna do Romans, like dying to self, living in victory, all things working together for good, overcoming, like without actually having the wind underneath your wings, without having the wind in your sails? If you're just flapping around on a boat with no wind in the sails, and you're a jet without any jet engines, you're a motor car without any motor. It's just hard pushing that car around, that Christian car, that bright, shiny red thing. Woo, I got this nice, bright, shiny Christian car. Do you know there's a motor inside the Christian life? Ignition. What's that? It's called the power of the Holy Spirit. It's called the power of the Holy Spirit. He is a person and he's got power for you. How are you going to, go to the book of Corinthians. How are you going to function in the gifts of the Spirit? If you don't pick up the Spirit in the book of Acts, you can't live in Corinthians unless you've been through Acts. Can't live in Ephesians. How are you going to fight the devil and then husbands love your wives and wives get along with your husband? How are you all going to do that without the Holy Spirit? Come on, really? Come on. Don't look at me as though that you do that without him, you know, and that you're all okay. Because any married person in here is going to face that day. Y'all know what I mean? Yeah, well, you're not with me this morning. You know, you're just denying everything. Yeah. You're lying. You have faced days. If you're married, you're gonna face the sometimes you'd even call it an evil day. You should not have said that thing, you know, like whatever it was. And how are you going to get through all that? How are you going to forgive without the Holy Spirit? This heart is just intent on getting revenge, on hating. But when you're filled with the Holy Spirit, how are you going to live in the centrality of Christ of Colossians? making Jesus the beginning and ending of everything. Unless you've been through the book of Acts, how are you going to live in Philippians? Like, this is what started me on this, being a joyful person. In today's world, that's considered a form of insanity. I've had people who got saved here who then went to work the next day and got fired because they were too happy. That's a true story. The boss did not believe that they were just happy. They had to be on drugs or something. You're fired. We've had people who have been pulled over by the RBT because the way they walked into their car did not look right. After you've been filled with the power of God, you will definitely find God has got no problem with intoxication. It's just the kind of intoxication. Do not be drunk with wine, but be filled with the Spirit. It's considered to be a similar experience, an overwhelming, joyful, confidence, faith-building, mind-changing, soul-developing experience. How are you going to live in Thessalonians with a positive mindset about the future unless you've been through the book of Acts? You can't get into those, the whole thing of what God has got unless you say, okay, today I'm going to get thirsty because it's poured out on those who are thirsty. Check it out. In Isaiah 44, 3-4, I will pour water on him who is thirsty and floods upon the dry ground. I will pour out. Hey, this is good. This is good because a lot of us as parents feel remorse, regret, feel like we made a mistake. There's a few gaps in our parenting, but thankfully, God is the God of the gap. He's the gap filler. And he says here, the best thing that you can do for your children is for you to be filled with the Spirit, for you to be thirsty for God. If you're thirsty for God, you're drawing near to him. If we're not drawing near to him, we're drifting away from him. You can't live in a neutral ground. You can't just be in the no man's land, sitting on the fence. You can't live there. Yeah, I'm just going to be okay. Because the current of life causes you to drift away from God, causes you to drift. The Bible says in Hebrews, let us not drift away. You don't even realize you're drifting. Because the current, you're just flowing with that current, but you find you're doing less prayer. The Bible's a bit irksome to you. Oh, going to church, watch online. You know, you just try to, it's a drift. And then before you know it, you're doing things and you're back in old ways that you left a few years ago. And the only way to keep yourself actively alive is to keep pursuing and drawing near to the fire, to God. And as you draw near to him, he draws near to you. And you'll find that fire ignites you. Now, that's the best thing you can do for your children. I will pour water on him that is thirsty and floods upon the dragon. I'll pour my Spirit on your offspring. You're hungry for God and the Spirit's falling on your offspring. I've seen it in our own life, in our own family. I've seen it in the families of others. But when you start to just blame yourself and get all guilty about how bad you've been as a parent, it's not helping anybody. It's not helping your kids. It's not helping you. Oh, I got to tell you, the Spirit of the Lord is upon me. Jesus said, the Spirit of the Lord is upon me. And I can tell you this morning, the Spirit of God is upon me to proclaim the year of Jubilee, to proclaim the acceptable year. What does that mean? What does that mean? Let me tell you what that means. In the year of Jubilee, it was every 50 years in the history of the Jewish calendar, every 50 years, everybody's debt was canceled in the entire nation. If you owed the bank $1 million, boom, they had to write a line through it and it was canceled. It was law that in every person's lifetime, 50 years, they had a chance at a second start, which is beautiful, right? You get the person found themselves in so much debt, they just and they're overwhelmed. There came the year of Jubilee where bam, it's called the year of grace. And Jesus said in Luke 4:18, the Spirit of God is upon me to announce the year of Jubilee. Friends, here's the thing. He wasn't saying that was the year of Jubilee when he was saying it. He was saying that there is a permanent season, P period of grace that God has extended to the earth. Now, you know when somebody owes you something and you say, okay, I'll give you 2 weeks grace. You know, you've heard that term. We'll extend a bit of grace to them. They got 2 weeks to pay or 2 months. Okay, so God has given us, since Jesus died until he comes back again, it's called the New Testament, the gospel of grace. It's called the period of his grace. He's offering you grace. It's a get out of jail free card. It's an extinguishing of all your debts against God card. When you say, as a parent, I don't know if I've made it, you're under the grace of God. He's not condemning you for your shortcomings and your failures. He understands every one of us. He understands what it's like to be human. He became human once. He felt the pull. He felt the discouragement. He felt the weakness. He felt all of the temptations. He felt every dark thing that you and I can experience. And yet, he stands before God, interceding for you with that heart of empathy for you, saying, these guys are going to make it. I know they've made mistakes. I know they've missed the mark. I know they've stumbled here and there. But by my spirit in them, they will stand up and become a mighty army. And we are living in the hour when there is going to be a great outpouring of the Holy Spirit over the entire earth. Every planet, every city, every town, every village is going to have a move of God. Even though darkness covers the earth, the power of God is greater. The Holy Spirit is greater. And you and I, if we are thirsty for God in this church, he will fall on you. Don't be treating God with no casual attitude. Say, oh, if he wants to touch me, he can. That won't happen. God will touch those who are hungry, those who are feeling a level of desperation. There's an old black preacher in America. He's doing baptisms. And one young member of his congregation came down and said, I want to get filled with the Holy Spirit. What do I need to do? The preacher grabbed him, stuck him under the water, and he started to struggle more. He just held him under, held. The boy's really getting desperate. Now he's thrashing and struggling. And finally, the preacher said, that's about it. Boom, lets him go. He comes up out of the water. What were you doing when you're that thirsty? You'll get baptized in the Holy Ghost. When you're that desperate, when you are really feeling like it's life or death for me, like this is important. It's not just some little optional extra I can have on my nice, shiny Christian car. It's the motor of the car. It's the essential ingredient of the whole thing. No matter how flash the rest of the vehicle looks, that motor needs to be going. And I'm telling you that we are living in a day when the people who are hungry and thirsty are going to be filled with a power from another world. We read about all these superheroes, Justice League and the Avengers, and they all team up and get together. We are the greatest Justice League on the face of planet Earth. We are filled with the power of the Holy Spirit, filled with an anointing to bring the gospel of Jesus into so many people's lives. And we're living in those hours. Listen to me. When the Holy Spirit comes, supernatural phenomena come. The church has been shaved like Samson of its power. And the world has gouged out its vision, bounded in the prison, in the basement. So the church is grinding around with offense and impotency on it. It's like a reproached place for many people because we shut down the Holy Spirit, because the church closed the doors on the power of God. But when he comes, wind comes. The house is filled with a noise, tongues, fire, earthquakes, dreams and visions, mysteries interpreted, healings and miracles, prophecies, insight, worship, prayer, faith, strength, people gather, creation, joyful laughter, merry people. I'm telling you, 2019 is going to be the year of the Holy Spirit in this house and around the world. The year of the moving of a new power, a new day of a move of God. And I believe that a lot of these young men and young preachers that are here, some of the youth that are in this meeting here this morning, are going to be rising up and the power of God on them. And they're going to be seeing greater revivals than any of us have ever seen. I'm praying that you young guys down here will be doing better than I've ever done in Jesus' name. But you better be good, because I'm going as hard as I can. We're going to see a great revival touch the earth. And don't be just satisfied with little talks and messages. There must be a power that travels with the church in this generation. This world will be saved by the power of God moving with men and women who are dedicated to carry that power into this generation. I know this is a pretty intense message to have between Christmas and New Year. Please, Pastor, couldn't you lighten up a little? Couldn't you just give us a bubbly little message? Couldn't you just give us something that was a little light? Couldn't you just give us something that was a little easy to take? Hey, it's Christmas, you know. It's New Year. Shouldn't we be a little lighter in the party time? No, I'm telling you, we're getting ready for an outpouring of the Holy Spirit that'll be unprecedented in the life of the church in this hour. In Jesus' name, His glory will cover the earth like the waters cover the sea. In Jesus' name, let's all stand up as the band come. Come on, give Him praise. Give Him all the glory. Give Him all the worship. Give Him all the majesty. Let the name of Jesus be elevated in His house. Tomorrow night, I'm believing for a great outpouring of the Holy Spirit. Not just a dream service. Not just a place where we just pray token prayers, believing in some kind of notion that God's listening. I'm telling you, we might call it a dream service, but some of you are going to see visions and dream dreams tomorrow night by the power of God. I believe this year, Northovers, I see you standing there and the Holy Spirit is on you for one of the greatest years of your life ahead of you in every area, with your home, with your family, and with your finances. You've been faithful to God. He will be faithful to you. You've honored Him, He will honor you. You've blessed Him, He will bless you. You've been humble in serving Him. And I will honor you, says the Almighty God. I've drawn a circle around you of blessing. The blessing will not leave you, and you will not leave the blessing. In Jesus' name. Oh, hallelujah. Come on. As we come into a new year, many people make commitments to new resolutions. I will be. I think it's a good time to do it. I think it's a good practice. But what we commit ourselves to is important. We could talk about reachable goals, achievable destinations. As I was preparing this message, the term "as I" kept coming to me. And there's some scriptures that say it in Acts 11, verse 15. As I began to speak, the Holy Spirit came on them, as He'd come on us at the beginning. It's Peter explaining what happened with the Gentiles when he started preaching to them. He says, as I spoke to them. Ezekiel 37, 7. So I prophesied as I was commanded, and as I was prophesying, there was a noise. As these people began to do what God had told them to do, the power flowed. Don't be thinking the power's gonna flow and then you'll go and do what God wants you to do. As you make a commitment to step out, to reach out, to write a letter to a parent. I must have written 50 letters to my father before he got saved. It might take a lot before something happens. But as you do it, God moves with your moving. He'll move through your moving. As you reach out to somebody, God will reach out to them. As you seek to bring somebody into the house of God, He'll work with you to make that happen. Just like you heard from Dave Bennett earlier on, somebody brought him. Reach out to God right now. My Father in heaven, I pray for every one of our members, every one of our churches, every one of our locations this weekend, or all 11 locations, Lord God, and every 31 services. Let the power of the Holy Spirit pour out from heaven on every one of us in the name of Jesus. And everybody said, amen. Sing that one more time. There is power. Hey everyone, what a joy it is to bring the Word of God to so many people all around the world every week. And I just love technology for that reason, that we're able to broadcast through television, through podcasts, through social media. and to bring Jesus into people's worlds in all kinds of ways. Obviously, there are costs to that. There are expenses in reaching out and accomplishing this preaching of the gospel. And in the book of Romans, Paul says, "How shall I go unless somebody send them?" And he's talking about the beautifulness of the preaching of the gospel, how it brings peace and joy into people's worlds. And so the people who are sending us into other people's worlds is you and the people of our congregations. And I'd love you to join with them and with us as partners, sending the gospel throughout all the world through all these means that God has put in our hands. And as we partner together, I know that there will be thousands of people in heaven for eternity because of our efforts together. God has called us to do this, and we depend on people to send us and support us in taking the gospel to the world. I want to say thank you for standing with us and believing God. I'm praying and asking God to touch you and to bless your seed that you sow so that you'll experience an incredible harvest in your lives in Jesus' name. Amen. Hey guys, thanks for listening to this week's message from our church. Hope you'll stay connected by following us online. You can find us on Facebook and Instagram by using @C3 Oxford Falls.